From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A would-be terrorist set off a pipe bomb strapped to his chest in a pedestrian tunnel between two of New York City's busiest transportation hubs Monday. 27-year-old Ayyad Ullah, who came to the U.S. from Bangladesh about 7 years ago and was a legal permanent U.S. resident, wounded himself and three bystanders. This is Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Let's be clear, as New Yorkers, our lives revolve around the subways. When we hear of an attack in the subway, it's incredibly unsettling. And let's be also clear, this was an attempted terrorist attack.
Police released pictures of the alleged bomber lying on the ground in a fetal position. Some of his clothes were blown off and his stomach was blackened. Doctors say the injured bystanders suffered ringing in the ears and headaches. An explosion in the Somali capital killed a television journalist late Monday, according to witnesses and security sources. Mohamed Ibrahim Gabo was killed in an explosion from a device that had been fitted to his car. That's what a security official told VOA's Somali service. Gabo was a news anchor for Khalzan TV, a satellite television channel watched in many parts of Somalia. A television manager at Khalzan TV, Osman Abdullahi Gure, said Gabo was traveling in his car in Mogadishu's Wadajir district when the explosion took place. Gure says he was badly injured. He died soon after. He was one of our best journalists. One of his friends at Khalzan TV said he was friendly and a quiet person who didn't say much. This is VOA News. The U.S.